Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Syria says Israel launched airstrikes in Aleppo province overnight, killing civilians and soldiers. NPR's Jane Arraf reports from Beirut.
The Syrian Defense Ministry said the Israeli airstrikes targeted southeast Aleppo province, killing an undisclosed number of civilians and military personnel. It said al-Qaeda-affiliated groups also launched drone attacks inside and outside Aleppo city. Hezbollah, the Iran-backed Lebanese armed group, which also operates in Syria, today named several of its fighters killed in battle, but did not specify where. Israel said one of the dead was the deputy commander of Hezbollah's rocket and missile unit, killed by an Israeli airstrike in South Lebanon. Israel and Hezbollah have been fighting across the Israeli-Lebanese border since the war in Gaza began. Jane Arraf, NPR News, Beirut.
The International Court of Justice has ordered Israel to make sure food reaches Palestinians immediately in Gaza. Many there are starving. The court's order is not enforceable. The ruling comes as part of South Africa's claim against Israel that it is committing genocide against Palestinians. Israel rejects that and says it's fighting genocide against its own citizens. The Coast Guard is bringing in some of the biggest cranes on the East Coast to help clear damage from the collapsed Baltimore Bridge. The debris has shut down access to the port of Baltimore. NPR's Joel Rose reports authorities still need to decide how to proceed.
U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath says they're still trying to figure out the best way to use those cranes.
Before we can actually engage in lifting, we've got to complete the assessment process of the bridge, and the pieces of the bridge are in the water, so that we can figure out how to cut the bridge into the right size pieces so that we can actually lift them with the crane.
But even completing that assessment will be difficult. Divers have to work carefully and methodically because the water is so dark and the debris is so dense that they can only see a few feet in front of them.
NPR's Joel Rose reporting. The stock market is closed today for the Good Friday holiday. NPR's Scott Horsley reports investors will have more time to digest new spending and inflation numbers from the Commerce Department.
Personal spending jumped by a whopping 0.8% in February. People are still spending freely on both goods and services, even as personal incomes rose just 0.3%. With a growth in spending outpacing income, the personal savings rate fell to a low 3.6%. According to the Commerce Department's inflation yardstick, which is closely watched by the Federal Reserve, prices in February were up 2.5% from a year ago, 2.8% if you don't count food and energy. While inflation has fallen from its four-decade highs, prices are still climbing faster than the central bank would like. That's why the Fed's taking a wait-and-see approach before it starts cutting interest rates. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR. Today is the first anniversary of Russia's detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. Russia accuses him of spying, a charge he and the U.S. deny. The U.S. says Gershkovich is an unlawfully detained American. So is American Paul Whelan, who has been held for more than 5 years on what the U.S. says are fictitious spying charges. Nigeria's military will release more than 300 people it detained who were suspected of being part of the Boko Haram terrorist group. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu reports a Nigerian court ruled there was no credible evidence they committed any crimes.
The Nigerian military will not say how long the 313 released prisoners have been held. But thousands have been arrested and many held without trial since the Islamist terror group launched its insurgency in the northeast of the country in 2009. The army has run an amnesty and rehabilitation program for terrorists and have freed more than 600 in the last year. But those releases have also caused tensions when those arrested return to their communities, as the impact of the insurgency still weighs heavily on the region. Nigeria's military operations have diminished Boko Haram, but it remains active. Last month, its militants kidnapped over 200 women and children. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.
The U.S. Mint is releasing a new quarter. It features the likeness of late Hawaii Congresswoman Patsy Mink. She drafted Title IX, the law bans sex discrimination at educational institutions. Mink was the first woman of color to serve in Congress. This is NPR.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.